It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Stormy Daniels has taken the stand in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Our Carol Dioria following the story.
That's right, Linda. Stormy Daniels took the witness stand approximately a half hour ago. She testified her real name is Stephanie Clifford, but she prefers to use her nickname Stormy Daniels, which she acquired during her adult film star days. Now, during her testimony, she was talking so fast, apparently, that she was actually asked to slow down because the court stenographer couldn't keep up with her. She testified about growing up in her education, living in Louisiana, and then she testified that she met Donald Trump at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. This was in 2006. She said she was one of several women hired to pose at the holes on the golf course and take photos with the players. And then at one point she testified that the former president sent someone over to her and said, Donald Trump wants to take you to dinner. She testified that at first she declined because she had other plans, but her publicist said, no, you should go with Trump. And she did. Daniels is dressed all in black, her hair in an upsweep, looking very businesslike on the witness stand. She'll likely be there for a couple of hours. She'll have to be cross-examined, and we'll give you all the details as they come along. Carol Dioria, 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM.
Well, if you think you have the story for the worst ever first date, then you haven't met the man and woman who got carjacked at gunpoint on a first date last night in Manhattan. Police say the two were sitting in a car on 38th Street and 7th Avenue when two men walked up, pulled out a gun, pistol-whipped the man, then got into the car and drove off. Fortunately, the man wasn't seriously injured, but the woman fled the scene, so we don't know about a second date. If there is one, the owner of the car won't have to walk or take the subway because the NYPD recovered the car on the Deakin Expressway in the Bronx. The suspects, though, made a run for it. They are still on the loose. The New York City school system has at times pushed back on the calls to reduce class sizes, saying there's not enough space. Well, now the United Federation of Teachers is out with some data showing the opposite. UFT President Michael Mulgrew says there are 856 schools around the five boroughs with enough room to reduce class sizes as soon as September. He says in all, there's room for more than 207,000 more seats in city classrooms, several times more than the estimated 31,000 that are needed to comply with the state law. There's been no response yet from the city education department or city hall. Police are on the lookout for the man who mugged a woman yesterday morning in the Flatiron District. Investigators say the victim was walking on 19th Street and 5th Avenue when the man, wearing a mask, came up from behind, knocked the 64-year-old to the ground, and then grabbed her cell phone and took off. You can see a photo of the suspect at 1010wins.com. Anyone who recognizes him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New York City Council member Shikhar Krishnan is hosting a series of welcome lunches in Queens for asylum seekers who are arriving in New York City. He spoke to 1010 Wins.
We thought it was going to be a one-time event when we hosted asylum seekers for lunch last time. We were so pleasantly moved and surprised to see that with the outpouring of community support, this is a series that we can do for the foreseeable future.
Krishnan says that the last luncheon generated about $3,000 in community donations to support the program going forward. The man accused in the deadly shooting of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller has been indicted on murder and other charges. Authorities say that 34-year-old Guy Rivera shot Diller in the stomach during a traffic stop in March in Far Rockaway and also tried to fire a shot at Diller's partner, but the gun jammed. If convicted, Rivera faces life behind bars.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.